Pasha. The Gemara ended with a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda held that things that need a bracha in the place, like according to Rashbam, any of the Shiva Saminim, according to Tosfos, bread and cake. So if you are Mishana Makom, you don't have to make a new bracha. So the Gemara Esakasha from people who were eating, and they went out to Sheva Brachas, and they came back. If they left people there, then they don't have to make a new bracha. And if they didn't leave people there, they do have to make a new bracha. So you see that you have to make a new bracha. If you didn't leave anybody there, you have to make a new bracha. So it's a kasha on Rav Chisda. On Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Tana Akiros Rabbi Yehuda. That braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in Achanami, Rav Chisda held like the Chachamim, the Tanya. Chaveirim Shoyim Asubim, Bo'okur Rakleim Leilich HaBeis HaKnesses, Ola Beis HaMedrish, Shein Yotzim Ein Tunim Broch LaMafreya. Shein Chosim Ein Tunim Broch LaChatchil. That's the Chachamim. Just like Rav Chisda. That you don't need a new bracha. Whether you left anybody there or not, doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Yehuda, Vamed Vorem Amurim, Bizman, Shein Yichushon, Mixus Chaderim. Avalohim Yichushon, Mixus Chaderim, Kshem Yotzim, Tunim Broch LaMafreya, Kshein Chosim, Tunim Broch LaChatchila. Right, so you see that, what's it called, that braisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But in Echanami, according to the Chacham, maybe you don't have to make a new bracha, even if you didn't leave anybody there. Rashbam, Man Tana Akiros, Man Tana Lahach Braisa, Litoni, Afagal, Lidvorim, Matunim, Broch, Lachreim, Vimkom, Unzorich, Livorich, Rabbi Yehuda. So Kash and Rechiz, that braisa goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Chaveirim, Shoyim, Mesum, Vokrag, Leim, Velo, Garcino, Lishtos, Yayim. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed, Dvorim, Amurim, Michlal, the Rabbanim, Pligile, Ale, Beresha. Right? The Rabbanim argue in the Resha. He's not, sometimes Rabbi Yehuda explains the Chachamim, and sometimes he argues on them. Right? The Apogav, the Lohinichushon, Mixus Chader, ain't Sorek Levorech. But here, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, and the Chachamim hold not like that. They hold even if you didn't leave anybody there, you don't have to make a new bracha, Rav Chisda. Just like Rav Chisda said. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Be'erv, and Perich Halom, Komakum, Shom Rabbi Yehuda, Bameh, Lachlo, Emosai, Leforish, Divrei Chachamim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan made a klal, whenever Rabbi Yehuda says, Bameh, right, Bameh, Dvorim Amurim, then he's arguing on the Chachamim. But when he said Amosai, then he's explaining the Chachamim. Here it says Bameh, so obviously he's arguing on the Chachamim. And Mele, the Chachamim don't hold like that. He's not explaining and qualifying what the Chachamim said. He's saying it's different than they said. So Rav Chisda holds like the Chachamim. Okay. Ela time of the Vidivrem Hatunim Brach Lachreim Bimkoman, Dikshem Yotzim Ein Tunim Brach Lamafreya. Shein chozim ain't tunim bracha lechatchila, aval dvarim she ain't tunim bracha lachareihem b'mkoman, afil l'rabbanan shein yotzim tunim bracha l'mafreya, shein chozim tunim bracha lechatchila. Leima tavit yufta Rabbi Yochanan. Mashma, that it's only things, right, since it's talking about akira from a place is only kavua, this is the way Rashbam learns, that the place is only kavua for things that you have to bench in that place. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called akrum b'mkoman. So the fact is, it's talking about things that are koveya bracha b'mkoma. And there, there's a machlokas, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you have to make a new bracha or not. Mashma, that if it would be things that aren't koveya bracha b'mkoma, then according to everybody, you'd have to make a new bracha. So it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan held that even things that are not koveya bracha b'mkoma, you don't have to make a new bracha. Shini makom, you never have to make a new bracha. So where it says, V'lav mi'osvin echadizim, we already slugged up Rabbi Yochanan. We already brought a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan from a different brisa. Where it says, Neima mehon nomi tavit yufta. No, we're trying to get him, you know, with a double whammy. Right? And the Rashbam explains, we'll see, that in case somebody will come up with an answer to the first brisa, this one will be in reserve to slug him up. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Who adin dafilu dvorim shein turim bracha lachreihem b'mkoman? Nomi ain't shrichim levorich. Let's do the Rashbam first. El time of the bedvorim aturim bracha lachreihem mishum hachi pligi rabbanan aleid Rabbi Yehuda. Ha bedvorim shein turim afilu rabbanan moldu de tzorich levorich pamacheres betchil. Right? They're only arguing in things that need a bracha in their place. Like either shiva saminim according to the Rashbam or cake and bread. But every other thing, that doesn't need a bracha bimkomo, everybody would hold, you have to make a new bracha. Leima tavi tuftas Rabbi Yochanan, domer leo, shini mokam, ain't sorich levorich. Lo mathli bein dvorim aturim le dvorim shein tuim. Rabbi Yochanan said that shini mokam never needs a new bracha. Doesn't make a difference what you're eating. Shmur says, lo ashdine chadazim de leo. We already brought a brisa that said Rabbi Yochanan, that's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Name it Tavit Yufta Namimi Hashim. Yovo Adam Vitarit Lahak Kamaisa or Yishabish Osal Yede Brises Sacheris Noslemihak. If they'll try to bring other Brises that support Rabbi Yochanan, we'll have two against them. Or if they try to show that the other Brises is not necessarily against Rabbi Yochanan, we'll have another one that's against him. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, from this Brise you can't slug me up. Omer Lachar Rabbi Yochanan, who adid lafilu dvarim shein tunim brach lacharim bim koma, nami ain't shrikh levarich. The Rabbanan really hold that even things that are not koveya bracha bimkomo don't need a new bracha. V'hadik tani okru raglehem. So why did it say okru raglehem, which implies something that you know they were eating something that needed a bracha bimkomo. Otherwise, there's no such thing as okru raglehem, right? That they picked themselves up and left the place where they were. There was nothing in their place. They weren't koveya anything. So why does it say okru raglehem, which implies they were eating something that's koveya bracha bimkomo? Lo diacha kochad Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me the koch of Rabbi Yehuda, to afilu dvorim shetunim brach lachrim, even things that are koveya bracha bimkomad, taima dehinichu mitzus chaverim. Only if you left somebody at the table, don't you have to make a new bracha when you come back? Aval lo yinichu mitzus chaverim shein yotzim tunim brach lamafreya shein chozim tunim brach lechatchila. So if they didn't leave anybody there, when before they leave, they should bench, and when they come back, they have to make a new bracha. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan can say. This brisa is no proof against me, because even though the brisa says that seems to say that only things that are koveya bracha and koma do the chachamim hold you not to make a new bracha, really they hold it in the other case too. But the reason it said it by that is to tell me the koach of Rabbi Yehuda that even those things he needs a new bracha. Rashbam, lo diach hakochad Rabbi Yehuda kishen yotzim tunim bracha lafreya. Aval b'shar dvarim lo ayochal lomar tunim bracha lafreya. So I ain't shrichin bracha lacharein b'koma. Other things couldn't say. They need a bracha when you leave, because you don't have to break a bracha where you ate. The lekel akshu ye adarab. The shamin and dvorim she ain't shrichin bracha lacharein b'koma. Lo diacha kochan d'rabonan. The mekilin kol kash. Afilu aleim ain't shrichin levorech. Umishum de koach de heteiro odith. So Rashbam says, l'chora, why tell me the koach of Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmir? Just the opposite. Normally, you want to tell me koach de heteiro. The koach of the matirin. That the Rabbanan hold that even things that are not koveya bracha and koman, you don't have to make a new bracha. Say it in the machlokas in that case to tell me how strong the Rabbanan are. Because normally, koach de atera odith. Ain lomar kein. No, it's no kash. De ain kochan koach. De chashivus im ematzrich levarich. That's no koach not to say not to make a bracha. Right? They're machmer. Don't make a bracha. The svarahu, the kivin shlohoya hesachadas bin asayim lo meyazav evorach. Why should you make a new bracha? Aval koach Rabbi Yehuda adit. Here, the koach of the osir is stronger. Why? The adit tve, shemachmer shtei chumris al divrei chachamim. Here, he is machmer two chumris. So here, the koach of the machmer is more important to tell me, because there's two chumris here. The lo mi boy advarn shein shrichim bracha lachrein b'komon shechayv levorach afal pi shechaveru poltrim. The first chumra is even things that don't need a bracha, bimkoma. He holds you have to make a new bracha. Afilu dvar matzrichim bracha achrim koma nomi dechayim. Hilkach hacha koach di sura adit. Normally koach de hetera adit. Here koach di sura adit. So the marshal says different terrors. Yes, there's a kash on the Rashbam. He says lechora. What's it called? Over here, Rabbi Yehuda is the koach de hetera. He's matir to make a new bracha. Chora, there's an issur d'oraisa to say a bracha levatola, or at least an issur d'rabbana. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that you can make a new bracha. We're not choshesh for bracha levatola. And the rabbanan hold, no, you can't say. To say you don't say a bracha is not a chumra, that's a kula. And it's the opposite. To say you don't say a bracha, that's a chumra. To say you could say a bracha, or you have to say a bracha, is a kula. Because there's a shail of losisa. Here it's a safik. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says you could say a bracha. That's a kula. And the Chacham hold, the ones who hold, say you shouldn't say a bracha. That's a chumra. So it's not koach the chumra that the Gemara is telling you, it's koach the hetera. So kasha is no kasha. So Marsha says, no. Since there's an iser to eat without a bracha, so it's the opposite. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is telling you that you have to make a bracha. Right? And the Rabbanan hold that what's it called, the Rabbanan hold what's it called that you don't have to make a new bracha, so they are koach de hetera. You're allowed to eat without a bracha. That's heter. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's machmir and says, no, you have to make a new bracha. So if you look at the shail of a bracha levatala, so then Rabbi Yehuda is the makel, and the Chachamim are the machmer. If you look at the isser of eating without a bracha, it's a different story. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is masbir that the marshal, who says l'chora that the shail is the bracha levatala, not the isser of eating without a bracha, he would hold that there's no what's it called, there's no isser to eat without a bracha per se. There's no such isser by itself. Wherever you need a bracha, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. First you have to decide you need a bracha or not. If you need a bracha, then you're not allowed to eat without that bracha. If you don't need a bracha, there's no isser in the special isser in the world of eating without a bracha. It's wherever you need a bracha, the Rabbanan said, if you don't make the bracha, it's a terrible thing. But first you have to decide the shaila, do you make a bracha or not? And on that, making a bracha where it's not necessary is a chumrah. Not making the bracha is a kula. That's what the marshal holds. So therefore, also Rashbam didn't have to go into this whole shaila, koach de'atera. Koach de'atera is what's it called, Rabbi Yehuda, not the chacham. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Tanya kavasid Rav Chisda. Now we have a braisa that says like Rav Chisda. Chaverim shoyu mesubim lishtos yayin, v'okru ragleihem, v'chozru, ain't tzorch tzrichim levarech. Right? If they were eating, right, or drinking wine, and they were okru ragleihem, and they came back, they don't have to make a new bracha. Rashbam. Tanya kavasid Rav Chisda. Chaverim shoyu mesubim lishtos yayin. So according to Rashi, it's very good because they were drinking wine. And Shiva Saminim is Dover HaKoveyim Brachim Koma. According to Tosfos, if they were just drinking wine, that's not enough to be Dover HaKoveyim Koma. So we'll see 1 second how Tosfos learns. V'hod behedyim Messiah L'Rav Chisda B'Ktani Yayin. It says Yayin, which is Dover HaKoveyim Brachim Koma. Avabahud L'Ea L'Ktani Yayin behedyim. The one before, the brisa before, can't say it's a brisa that supports Rav Chisda because it didn't say over there yayin b'feirush. Miu shamina mishmais and shinu yayin ain't tzarech levarech dirkas hayayin avam levarech atova meitiv. But we learn from here that shinu yayin, you don't make a new bracha, but you have to make atova meitiv. Shini makom b'shiva saminim sheteunim bracha lachareim b'mkoman ne'ein shalosh kegon ochel v'bayis zeh v'chazer v'ochel v'bayis acher kolden shabirach achareim o she'ochel v'bayis zeh v'holach l'shuk v'chazer v'gomer sudaso v'bayis acher v'chol elu ein tzorech lachzer l'vorech t'chila t'lekhiv v'kam ahodar. Any one of the shiva saminim, when you leave you don't have to make a bracha achrona, when you come back you don't have to make a bracha rishona, and if you eat in a new place you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. To hot time you come by Rav Chisda. We have a price that says like Rav Chisda. So the halacha is like that. Of a sharp perus umashkim she'enam shiva saminim, but other kinds of fruit or drink that are not from shiva saminim, where you don't say an alamichya she'enam tzrichim bracha acharem b'koman, and there you don't have to make a bracha in the place where you ate, like a bar in the bushes or whatever. But ochel b'bayizeh b'chazer ochel b'yisacher. Then if you move from your place and you eat somewhere else, tzarich levarach tchila, you have to make a new bracha to begin with. But, like we said before, the Rashbam and Tosfos hold, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. You just have to make a bracha rishona. And afterwards, you make a bracha achrona on everything that you ate. Avo mipino lepino vayisechor ein tzorech levarech. But, from one corner to another in the same room, you don't have to make a new bracha. Kiletanya masnisa, devei Rav Hinnik, like we learned before, that the price of Rav Hinnik, it says only mi bayis lebayis, but not mi mei makam lemakam. Right? right? Since, why does it say Talmidei Chacham Shoyim Mesubim, right? Bnei Chabura Shoyim Mesubim, Chaverim Shoyim Mesubim, which is Talmidei Chachamim, because since it says they were Oker Agleim to go to the Beis HaMedrash, Mesnama, they were Talmidei Chacham, who were going to the Beis HaMedrash. Okay. He said, what's it called? Why didn't, so the Rashbam asked, why didn't we bring a raya from the Braisa before? So Rashbam says, because the Braisa before doesn't mention Yayin. But that's only good according to the Rashbam. Because according to Tosfos, Yayin's not the Iker. Here we assume that they were Mesubim, Lishtos Yayin means they were eating bread too. That's how Tosfos learns. So just like it doesn't say bread over here, it didn't say bread before. So why not bring a raya from the Braisa before? So Tosfos says, because the Braisa before could be Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Chachamim, but he's explaining them. And even though the klal was, whenever it says Baneh, it's Machlokas, and Amosai is not, maybe, you know, the klal doesn't apply all over.
Rabbi Yochanan Hagufa said that klal.
No, that's what we're bringing, that's why it's a kash on Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan can, right, but according to Rav Chisda, maybe Rav Chisda doesn't hold that klal. So therefore, what's it called? It's no Raya Brura to Rav Chisda, because it's possible that there is no Chachamim who argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining the Chachamim. Okay. Right, because there's an Ikad Diamri in Sanhedrin, Tosfos brings down, who does say that. That even Bameh is Lachlok. Not, well, even, right, even what's it called. Right, so therefore, it could be, it's no Raya Brura. Tosfos also brings a raya from here that if you forgot to daven and you get in the, what's it called, leave to go daven in the middle of a meal, that you don't have to make a new bracha. That if it's dvarim ha-kovim bracha, if you're eating a meal, right, that you don't have to make a new bracha, you don't have to bench before you leave, you don't have to make a new bracha when you come back. Okay, now the Rashbam Paschim is like Rav Chisda. So you just said in the end over here, and the Rambam paskins and the Rif paskin like Rav Sheshes, that you have to make a new bracha b'chol shinu makom, not like Rav Chisda. What? No, they paskin like Rav Sheshes before, who said that you always need a new bracha b'ein dvarim ha kovim. There's three ways machlokas. Rav Yochanan holds you never need a bracha. Rav Chisda holds it depends if it's dover shekoveya brachim komo, and Rav Sheshes tells you you always need a new bracha.
Like
Rav Chisda, yeah.
When you pass on, it would be either the tenor of Yehuda, I mean.
Yeah, so it would be like, yeah, not like the Chachamim, like Rav Yehuda, yeah. Yeah. What? No, the Kavanah doesn't help, because once you're Mishana Makom, you're Mashiach Das. See, it could be that what's appropriate. You have Kavanah and things that are Koveya Bracha Bimkoma and the Chatchila, you're allowed to bench in a different place. But by things that are not Koveya Bracha Bimkoma, if you had Kavan, it doesn't help. You have to immediately make a new Bracha as soon as you're Mishan the Makom. So we said yesterday that if you can't see the original place where you ate, then it's a new thing. The only thing is, things that you normally keep in your mouth all the time, Rav Moshe Feinstein says there, it's not called Shini Makom. Because it's normal to eat that, but anything that's not normal to have in your mouth all the time, I started eating something, and then I walked, and I can't see the original place where I made the bracha, I have to make a new bracha.
What does it mean to see the original place? I mean, if you're just walking out the door, you can't see into the room.
No. If you change places, even if you can see it, you walk onto the porch and there's no roof over the porch, you have to make a new bracha. But if you started making the bracha outside somewhere. So you never changed place except for the fact that you can't see the original place where you were. Right? That's called changing your place. But if you go from the house to the outside, that's changing your place even if you can see the house.